The following email was sent by Matt Straub 8 years ago today. See below. Got an email this morning from someone named Dennis Straub with the subject line, snow. I pasted in the text below. And then what follows is the text that was pasted. Well, winter hit us again this morning and left an inch of new snow. Not too bad, as the old snow was dirty, hasn't slowed travel at all. We'll shovel the drive and not use the blower as there is not enough snow. Very beautiful here at present with the snow covering these shrubs. Not much salt on the roads, as the road commissions have no money for salt and drivers. Great for the cars, especially mine. The picture of Master Braden are so great. My, he had grown. Appears he is going to be a big kid. Great. He is very photogenic with all those expressions. I am sure it is hard to be away from him for any period, but bet he is glad for your return. Kids are the greatest, as I'm sure you are aware. He will be so much fun for you two. Nan is well for 94, but is really showing her age as of late. Becoming more difficult to navigate, and while she has lived her entire life in Mish, the cold weather affects her greatly. As a result, it is hard to get her out of the house at times. Now, her major worry is the garage, falling down. Uncle Gary and your dad and I will tear it down this spring and just leave the little building for the tools. Oh god, it's real. She sure enjoyed the Christmas pictures, looks at them constantly. Little Braden is really special to her, as you and Jenny Lynn are also. Nice dining room. See you are enjoying the accessories. Have a great day. Okay, so here's why I'm already laughing at this. Because based on the specifics in this email, I assume you were not actually the intended recipient.
No,
don't know this person.
I do not. Straub is not the most common name, but I do not know of any Dennis Straubs.
Oh,
correct.
Oh, my gosh. And we probably sound really terrible because I laughed at the line that an old woman was afraid of a garage falling down.
It was partially that and partially the way you read it. Partially the way you read it was funny.
Well, because in my defense, it is... Her major worry is the garage, comma, falling down. There's a comma there, so I pronounced the comma.
So you were right.
Okay. Bananas.
Also, it's such a sweet email, but there is something
sweet. It's so personal.
So funny about hearing it read out loud. I don't know why.
Master Braden.
Master Braden.
Because originally I was like, oh, maybe this is a Downton Abbey quote.
Right.
Clearly it's not. That doesn't make any sense.
I hope I wrote that guy back and said, hey, don't think this is meant for me.
Did you not look this up when you sent this to me?
No.
I feel, again, like a bad person for laughing during this email, but just, I guess, the idea of receiving such a personal, intimate glimpse not intended for you is something's really funny about that.
Right. And it's such a long email. They had so much time while writing it to notice that it was being sent to the wrong person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Also, just a lot of sudden turns.
Yeah.
Just nice dining room being end of it was great.
Can I get real weird with you?
Oh my god, please.
Okay. Nan was 94 when that email was written.
Yes.
10 years ago.
Oh my god, no.
10 years ago. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I found another one, I believe on the same thread, about someone who lived to 104 and got hit by a car, and that's how
no,
they died.
Stop
it was like
it.
A news story that we had sent back and forth. But that's just an odd little thing. I mean, like 10 years later.
For sure, it's 9 years. It's 8 years later.
94 to 104?
That's 10 years, but I'm saying this email is 8 years old.
Oh, never mind. The following email, were received by Nicole Dressbell, all within approximately 1 minute of each other. Email 1. Pro Bowl is the NFL's version of the All-Star Game. Best players in the league play in an exhibition, and it sucks. Email 2. The NFL is professional football in the United States. Email 3. Football is the American version of soccer. Email 4. Soccer is hockey played with feet and not on ice. I think I sent one of those emails.
You did. You sent the first one.
Oh, I sent the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I sent the hockey one.
I found an old thread from our improv group. But yeah, there was just like a run of emails that all came in within a minute that were, before I was even really able to respond, ragging on my not knowing sports.
Right, right.
But we had fun. They were fun. Good fun jokes.
Good clean fun.
Good clean fun.
We at least once, multiple times I think, did an onstage bit where it was basically just about you not knowing about sports.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and gently go through their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is a comedian, a performer, a graphic designer. I don't know if that was the coolest thing to end with. Stephen Paletta.
Hi.
Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm actually very nervous. I'm like shaking a little bit.
Really?
Don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what's going to come out, and it makes me very nervous.
Well, that's why I said gently go through the personal lives, because that was a change. It's not the official show slogan.
So, Stephen, we're going to throw ourselves in.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the hottest segment I think we have, Email Roulette Part 1.
Email Roulette.
So what's going to happen, and you were prepared for this.
Yes.
Is Matt and I are going to lead you through an email that you don't want to send, an embarrassing email to send. So without giving away identifying information.
Sure.
Who do you not want to email?
Okay, so when I first came to New York, which was probably about like 6 years ago, I started at this job where it was like not so great. And it was very stressful and there was a lot of turnover, so much so that like I was just trying my hardest to get out of there. And I saw like 30 people get hired and fired or quit over 9 months, which is a lot.
How big was the company?
It was probably like 50 people.
No.
Yeah. And so what happened was I decided that I was going to start going out and like freelancing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if I freelance, then maybe like it'll turn into a more permanent position. Or if I get like enough freelance work, I can just leave. So what happened was I got this freelance position with this company that was like a very small design agency. And this one woman, she like led the design agency, and she just was like very non-confrontational, but also was horrible, I think, personally at explaining things.
Okay.
So we had a lot of like very awkward and weird interactions where like I would go down there during my lunch break to get briefs from them.
Right.
And then I would come back with something and like not hear anything from her in email. And then I would go to like invoice them and I wouldn't hear any response either until finally she one day had the head of the agency like email me and be like, we no longer need your services. Oh, and wow. Thank you.
If we were to, which we're not going to, but if we were to name some of the places that you have since been hired, people would know them for sure.
Yes, for sure. It was so shocking to me because they were like, we're supposed to be doing like an annual report for like a school or something. They were like, you totally missed the mark on what was expected. And I was like, this is exactly what she told me to do. So it was really shocking to me. And so I never fully invoiced them for all of the work that I did because I felt bad. Like maybe I didn't understand her or maybe I did do something wrong. Sometimes now, like she'll pop up on LinkedIn and it still gives me like a little weird feeling that, and like she has a very distinct name.
Wow.
Hey Nicole.
Okay. Yes, oh. I think we are 100% on the exact same page about what we're
going to
do.
We're going to
invoice. We're absolutely
going
to invoice for past work. So just to clarify, this is a freelance gig that you were doing while at another terrible day job.
Yeah.
And then this gig itself turned out to be its own goddamn mess.
Yeah.
Were you ever paid for work that you did?
I was paid a very small amount.
Okay, great. So this is for the difference. Excellent. Okay, so do you have an invoice format that you use?
I mean, maybe I have an old one from another freelance.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me remember the name.
Yes, great. Excellent. Pull that up.
Oh, my God. This is
great.
Literally
copy
the
that.
Smallest.
Copy that. No, this is great. This is solid. This is a little bit nicer than when I invoice.
Okay.
That is nice. There's some shading.
I also am a designer.
A goddamn designer.
Well designed. Okay, so
We have generated the format of an invoice, and now we're going to fill in the invoice.
Yes,
right?
And I do think, Nicole, I think we're probably on the same page. This is not just going to be your typical invoice. There's going to be a little sass in this, right? Like a little swagger,
course,
right?
Okay. Yes, for sure. Oh, that's not where you live.
No, I don't live there anymore.
Put your actual address.
Okay.
Great, and this is probably invoice number. Let's say 2.
Okay.
Great, invoice number 2. Put in the name of the company. Great. Put in today's date.
Oh, my God.
It's 2018.
I'm very nervous.
Great.
Okay.
So under description.
Yes.
Matt, how would you describe what he's invoiced? So what was the project that you were doing?
They gave me all of the information for what was needed for the annual report for the school systems, like a bunch of school systems.
Excellent. So annual report for a bunch of school systems. Next line.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
I think you're inflicting emotional distress on Steven right now.
Stop,
he can't even spell.
That's not my fault.
You like how I distance myself from that?
Yeah, really? Okay.
Never gave me any clarification.
Yes, poor clarifications. And then next line, never giving good clarifications.
It feels crazy to invoice someone for that.
Yeah. No, the whole thing's crazy.
Had someone else do your dirty work at the end of the day.
Wow.
Pushing dirty work up the chain. Interest.
Oh, yeah. Interest accrued. Is that what you said?
Yes, interest accrued. Yes.
Anything about clarifications? One more clarifications would be good if we can get that in there.
Sloppy clarifications? Yeah, put sloppy clarifications.
Clear. Also, while we're here, I mean, why not invoice for also the travel?
Yes, thank you. Travel?
Yeah, that goes at the end for sure.
Great. Okay, now, Stephen, I want you to think about what this experience was.
Okay.
And then I want you to put a number on it. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for just $2,000.
You're fucking insane. Stephen. Stephen.
Wait, is it too high or too low?
It's too low. Stephen, that's a reasonable amount of money to ask for your work. I'm saying, like, poor, you're asking for damages.
I just still feel bad. I still feel bad.
Okay, let's go for $2,500. Let's go for $2,500.
Yeah, you're right. Let's up him $2,500. Now turn this into a PDF.
Beautiful.
Okay, great. And let's open up an email. Great. Put her name in the to field. And subject line, bet you didn't expect this. Oh, my God.
And wait, she would not reply to emails at all, right?
No.
Okay, we have to go on the offensive as far as, like, don't think for a second about not replying to this.
Subject, bet you didn't expect this. First line, or did you?
Oh, my God.
Enter.
Or did you? Yep, it's me.
Confused? Question mark? No, don't fix that.
Okay.
Confused, capital C, capital O. If so, C attached.
I mean, this absolutely sounds like a phishing email.
good point. Okay.
We may need to paste this invoice into the email, into the body of the email.
Oh, hey. So if so, see attached, and then in parentheses, see below.
Okay.
Great. And then there it is in the body, and then go to the bottom. Don't try to not respond to this. It would be rude.
Maybe warmly to sign off.
Yeah, I was going to say warmly best wishes.
Warmly best wishes.
And then write your name.
Let's put a title like... like extremely successful designer.
Oh my God.
Underneath your name, yeah.
You have heard of where I'm working now.
Oh my God. Which one am I? All of that?
Extremely successful designer /... because you know sometimes people will do that. Like actor /writer/...
My title currently now is art director though.
Great. Extremely successful art director.
Thank you.
/... You've heard of the places I work now.
Great.
Stephen, it's time for a segment we like to call... parental units.
Parental units.
So, Stephen, I noticed before the Palettas have a family text thread. Can you pull that up?
Sure.
And I also noticed as you were scrolling through it, it's just pictures.
Okay, so it's a lot of just photo updates that we said each other. And it's also a lot of like when we take off to go places, like on airplanes, everyone will send, it's gotten very like sterile at this point where it's like, I'm departing here and landing here, text you when I land, love you all. And then everyone sends like heart and kiss emojis.
Yeah.
Everyone's being superstitious, right?
Like, well, yeah. So Paletta is an Italian name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are a very superstitious Italian family.
And I'm saying that as also a member of a superstitious Italian family. And that is like, I have to text my mom when I'm through security.
Yeah.
I have to text her when I'm on the plane.
Yeah.
I have to text her when the plane lands. Yeah. And I have to text her when I'm off the plane.
Yeah.
It keeps catching my eye because there's a picture up.
Yeah, that's
People are kind of smiling, but based on at least one person there, that is just like, this is just proof that we're on the plane.
Who are these people?
Okay, she's not a family member.
Oh, she's photobombing?
She's a friend of the family. They're going to Vegas. They're in Vegas right now because it's my dad's birthday. My mom. Thank you. And also another thing that I should mention, just in case you catch it in here, but my dad in this text thread always calls himself Papa, and nobody calls him Papa in real life.
Oh, no.
He'll never say it in person. It's always like, Papa's doing this. Papa's here.
But is it
are old photos I found of me and my family from 8 years ago.
Oh, very nice. Oh, you look the same age.
Thank you. There's my brother and his friends, New Year's Eve.
Oh, is it New Year's Eve? It looks like they're at an Oscar party.
I know. I don't know why this was at the place they went to. It says the Oscars on a step and repeat.
Okay, so who's on the Paletta family thread?
Me, my dad, and my brother.
Okay. Wait, was somebody in Disney World?
No, that's a fake thing my dad sent. He found that Happy New Year. I guess he just searched Happy New Year, found this image, and sent it to the family.
That's so funny. What are your dad's texting habits like?
Okay, so he... well, text in a way that like is very urgent. He likes to talk on the phone a lot. So he calls me and my brother like multiple times a week. My mom doesn't really text and doesn't really call.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my dad, though, will text and make everything very urgent. So one of the text messages that I've received from him recently was that your mom and I are in the hospital. There's something going on with her breasts. Give me a call. And I was at work. It was the middle of the day at work. And so I freaked out and was like, oh, my God. And so I ran to go call him. I was like in a meeting. I left my meeting. I ran to go call him. I was like, what is going on? And he's like, oh, she's just getting a mammogram.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And was it just like a regular mammogram?
Yeah, it was just a regular He does that too sometimes with like my grandparents. They're like, just went to go visit your grandparents. Something happened. Call me. And then I'll be like, what happened?
This is not very Italian. But in my family, it'll be like, I got a call from my mom. She didn't leave a message. But then I immediately get a text that was like, just calling. Everything's fine.
But that would tell me nothing is fine. Yeah. If you said that to me, I'd be like, oh, no. If you're like prefacing, everything is fine, but then I'm like worried. You know what
but
I mean?
But then earlier this year, something, if I could find it, something like actually happened that was like sad. And he texted me in full like what happened and didn't even say like call.
Wow.
There, first of all, he's telling me about what happened in New York City when it was in Tribeca, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So he's like, oh, he's telling me all about it. He's like, I'm watching it on the news right now. 8 people were killed and 11 were injured. And then I said, everyone that I know is okay. And then he said, it's horrible. I'm watching on the treadmill at the gym. I wonder who's behind this. The governor said it's an act of terror. And I said, I don't know, but you know, it'll probably be revealed soon. He said, yes, so sad. And then immediately sends a screenshot of Madonna's song, Open Your Heart, and says, back to Madonna and the treadmill, LOL.
This is a fascinating glimpse. Wait, so I've noticed, though, he didn't open with, Steven, are you okay?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't text you immediately and be like, tell us you're okay, we heard something happened?
Yeah, no.
Whoa.
His text behavior just seems kind of unpredictable.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no method to the madness, I
yes,
don't think.
Yes, agreed.
Sorry.
So the Paulettas are only afraid of planes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, they sound like a delight. Steven, we're going to move on to your tube history. Okay. It's YouTube,
oh my God.
But we're looking at your history on YouTube. So would you head over to YouTube?
He hasn't had a chance to scrub this, I don't think.
Yeah. No, based on his I didn't know this expression. Was coming. This is going to be really bad.
What's your tube history?
Okay, so just before we go, every day I would like to let you know that every day I watch every clip from The View.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Why don't you just watch The View?
Because, I mean, we live in a fast-paced world where it's just easier to consume segments of things.
Fine.
So you might, like, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, I break it up. Yeah.
It's kind of a nice thing to do at work. You know, take a little break. Let's go watch segment two now. I got
gotcha.
You.
That's fair.
I'm a big Whoopi fan. I've also been growing my hair out recently. I just want to say that before we start.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because I search a lot of crazy tutorials where, like, and I'm also very into, like, vlogs of men who are attractive, but also who have, like, maybe some useful information. So if I search that a lot and I find it, like, my ASMR is, like, men talking about products.
So absolutely no judgment. But you are researching what to do with
what
your
do
hair
with my
as it
new
grows
hair.
Out,
yeah.
not how to grow out your hair, which is what I thought you were talking about.
No, yeah,
it's
no.
Like, just let it go.
Also, can I ask a loaded question? Are you potentially growing out your hair in the style of this attractive young man with sort of shaggy, curly brown hair?
I think I like the way his is, but I don't know if we have the same hair type, so I don't know if it'll happen.
Dylan will not participate.
Oh my God. He's like this person who talks, a YouTube personality who will watch music videos or listen to songs and then live react.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's his name. I don't know. I never did a research on.
You're watching Rihanna on SNL, which is not recent. Right?
No, someone was talking about it on Facebook, and I was like, let me see.
Great, keep going.
We got some Fran Drescher.
Oh yeah, I just recently started rewatching The Nanny, and Fran Drescher is a survivor. I feel like I'm having eye problems too. So I'm searching. I'm having lines in my eyes. I have these extra lines.
Great. No, but what is age rescue eye therapy?
Oh, it's this. Eye cream for
it makes you look younger. Just
yeah,
in the eye
it just
area.
Like helps you. Yeah,
yep. Men wavy hair products, men curly hair products, Bumble and Bubble Surf Spray, Zac Efron Baywatch hair. This is really incredible.
Best Moose Men. Sorry. Now we're going into some Drag Race lip syncs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, someone did a big wig under their wig reveal on the RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And so I was just searching wig under wig to rewatch it.
What do you find when you search wig under wig?
Yeah,
that seems like you might get to some very specific
wig under wig, not wig under wig RuPaul, just
wig
under
wig.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're not actually getting any wigs under wigs. We're just getting under wig. That's really frustrating.
Yeah. Someone did recently at my work was saying that there's a different way to tie your shoes. If you're wondering why I search how to tie your shoes.
But you're not going to get the different way. Hold on. No, no, no. That's not how you find the different way. It's how you're going to get the standard way.
Click on it. Did you get it?
Should I go to a new... This is pretty normal.
Is this the standard?
I think that's what
no,
I do.
No, then she does this now. Watch.
What are you talking about?
You can try it.
That's how...
Oh, wait. No, that is the normal way. Yeah.
That was
I think the new one's coming. Magic fingers. This is it.
Whoa. Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
It's really hard.
It is but really hard. It feels a little bit like doing like Cat's Cradle or something like that.
Same net result, right?
Yeah, same net result as a tied shoe. It's not saying that like, oh, it's it stays tied longer or anything. Steven, this is wonderful.
Thank you.
You're living a great life via YouTube. Your tube is perfect.
Thank you.
Do you have a fun chat that Matt and I could read?
Oh, maybe.
Who are you chatting and texting the most?
So on chat, I message with Patrick and Aaron.
Patrick is right now your writing partner, and Aaron is your roommate and a very
and
close
best friend.
Yeah. Let's pull the recent chat from Aaron.
Aaron? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh my God, she's going to be so mad at you.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aaron.
I'll be Aaron. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. You were great. I'm so sick though. Vom and shit. Okay. IDK, what to do about tomorrow? I think I have a fever and I guess food poisoning.
OMG, no. How are you doing? How was the rest of the night? Over quick or all night?
Still sick. I guess Chipotle. Maybe Dunkin'.
Was it all night or were you able to sleep a little?
Like every hour, but like I've never been this sick. Should I see if I can reschedule for tomorrow? Like shit and vomit at the same time. I need to go get Gatorade, but I'm very worried I'll shit my pants on the street.
OMG, I'm sorry, but LOLing at that last one. I think you can reschedule and just tell work tomorrow you have food poisoning. Do you think you'll make your show?
Fell back to sleep, forgot to call, but haven't gotten sick in 2 to 3 hours. So whatever, I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know at like 2-3 if I think I'll make the show. See how I'm doing. Prayer hands. I don't vom or shit on the street.
OMG, sending good pause vibes.
Thanks.
Sending additional closed hole vibes.
Haha, LOL, need it. Was shitting straight up water. Sorry, TMI. Glasses or no? And what time should I walk into the building elevator? Like 5 to 10 early?
Yes, glasses. Never TMI.
Thanks.
Yes, read 10:15.
You are the best.
No, you are. So happy to see you and Giovanni in the front last night. It was like my two lovers, one sexual.
Aw, it was great. Very cool. Funny show. Ha ha ha, yes.
The other super sexual.
LOLOL. There's nowhere. Should I ring the bell? They're having a meeting. IDK, what to do? Should I ring the doorbell?
Yes.
In. No one's here to greet me. They're in a glass meeting room. Can see me. Ha ha ha. Should I search for a desk or remain seated?
Just stay where you are. They will come. Time dash. How's it going? How are you? How were they? How was your butt?
Ha ha ha. Just ended. So long. Butt held up. So that's all I can ask for. They were nice. Seems cool, but intimidating to learn a new industry. IDK, I think I'd rather do toys. LOL. Was going to tell you in person, but cannot keep this secret. I don't think you can say this. I don't think we can say this. Can we say this? Oh, okay. Well, I literally shit my pants twice last night. Screenshot this for when we're famous. JK. Oh, well, there we go.
JK.
Yeah. Oh, God bless.
That was a tough time.
I also like the part of that where you're coaching her like minute by minute through this thing. Like,
yes.
Like she's sitting there outside a meeting room texting you like, what should I do in the next second of my life?
Just
like,
standing in an empty space, not knowing how to proceed. Did she get this job?
I don't think so. I just think that it was like not even anything she was in. Like she was interviewing a couple of places, but she wasn't interviewed. It was like she likes to work in the toy industry, and this was not in the toy industry, so she wasn't interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out great because now she works at a wonderful place.
That's good. Who do you have the most intense email exchange with, would you say, in your lifetime? Like who are people that you frequently email?
I guess that ever since I met Amanda Giobi, we have like very intense, like all caps email exchanges.
This is fascinating. It's all in your inbox, though.
Yeah.
So you're not removing things from inbox.
No.
What is this exchange about SoulCycle?
We go to SoulCycle together sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And she'll email and ask me if I want to go with her.
How do you like SoulCycle?
I like it a lot because I'm very into like people telling you like things and mantras and then immediately believing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I used to really intensely email with my friend Jeff.
Okay, what kind of stuff would you email?
We would email a lot of like astrology.
Yes, which I feel like is right behind all of this. Okay, so do a search for Jeff.
This is a little bit of a joke, but maybe also true.
Okay, go for it.
Just read it.
Yes.
And he said, "Dear Stephen, do you think pubes grow faster in the winter? I think mine have been growing a lot lately, and I think it might be because it is cold. What do you think? Love, Jeff."
And you responded?
What's the time on that?
10:48 a.m.
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
Okay. And what do you think? You think this is an inappropriate email for a Sunday?
No, I just wanted to know if it was a work day, weekday email.
I said, "Dearest Jeff, I think we're going into a bit now." I said, "It's scientifically known and proven that pubes grow fast in the winter. The body, exterior body decreases in temperature."
What is an exterior body?
Just trying to sound official.
Yeah.
The exterior body. Yeah. Like
the
not the
skin?
Body.
We have more
is that what you mean by exterior body?
Zone, but the exterior body decreases in temperature during the winter months, which sends a signal to your most vulnerable areas and causes testosterone production to increases, which is why your pubes grow fast and why your scrotum pulls closer to the body. I also had a question. During these winter months, I've noticed that my penis has grown a foreskin. Do you think it is also because it is cold? Thank you. Love, Steven.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a bit. We can find our stuff about astrology. So this is like we did some searches where you would like put in your date of birth and also the time you were born and where you were born, and it tells you what moon you're in for
right.
your astrology.
I always forget what mine is.
I think I'm moon in Gemini, which I put here.
Okay. Oh, so he's sending you his.
Yeah, he sent me his, and he said that he has a profound connection with me and our friend John because we're both Leos.
Okay.
And his moon is in Leo. And then he highlighted in red the stuff that he feels very connected to.
Can you just read the red?
Yeah, the red says, "When they feel slighted, these people can be dramatic, in their emotional displays." And then another red thing says, "Sulking." All right. "At home, however, they're given to big displays of emotional drama, taste for splendor, and brooding."
Wow. And did you return with your own? You did, in a very tiny, rude font.
My degree in interpretation said, "Intuitive, intellectual, and sentimental character endowed with great spiritual faculties. One has a keen interest in philosophy and esotericism.
Which is just like very smart terrorism. Yeah.
Careers in politics or involving working with fire, bringing about success, fame, and a reasonable level of wealth. Positions in government are also very favored, but not devoid of physical danger." Wow. "Sometimes this degree describes a highly evolved soul dedicated to spiritual matters."
This is wild.
Oh, also we really like this blog called Pat My Cat.
What is that?
It's like it's more like mantras and
here
anymore, but there's a Twitter. This person has a Twitter.
Oh, it's like a soul cycle.
It's like a soul cycle.
It is. Okay, can you read this to me in a soul cycle voice?
Oh my God, what is a soul cycle for?
Just like if you were running a soul cycle class, how would it sound?
First of all, it's a big picture of a cat, like a cartoon cat with like the font over it.
So it'd be like, "Push yourself beyond your limiting beliefs and watch what happens. You'll be amazed at what you can do."
Okay. You gave us a solid 40% on that, and you know it.
Yeah.
And I think if the audience had been able to see your face bail on
it. Yeah. I think that also if I had known what I was going to say before, I know which parts to really emphasize. Yeah. I mean, this one's just pretty helpful with saying you should eat blueberries.
All of a sudden, after picture of the same fucking cat, there's an oversaturated picture of blueberries and strawberries that says...
Imagine this being shouted at SoulCycle.
Yes.
"Reduce your risk of UTIs with blueberries. Chemical compounds known as proanthocyanins found in blueberries help prevent harmful bacteria from sticking to your urinary tract."
Fun.
Mm.
That seems like an ad or something.
Yeah, for blueberries.
Yeah.
It does. Hey, Stephen.
Yeah.
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
What?
It's time for the second half of email roulette.
Tortured history of Nicole trying to get that right.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, Stephen, so here's your trivia question. Mm-hmm. Matt and I do not know the answer. We are here to help you.
Okay.
Ben wrote this trivia question. Ben is not here to help you.
Okay.
Ben's just here to do the hard work.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't look at Ben, even though he's directly across from
you. Yes, and don't read into, don't assign an agenda to him. He's very slippery. Okay. What early 90s TV show holds the distinction of being the first to use Google as a verb? A, My So-Called Life. B, Night Court. C, Friends. D, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. So I watched three of those shows.
Can I guess which three?
Yeah.
You watched, oh, this is easy. My So-Called Life, Friends, and Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
Correct.
Yeah, that was okay. Easy. And I think Night Court is out, right? Don't we think Night Court's out?
Why? It definitely doesn't fit the profile.
Yeah.
I just also think of Night Court as like, wasn't Night Court's heyday in the 80s?
If we were to like first guess, we would all think Buffy, right?
Yeah.
I would
say Mike's So-Called Life, maybe.
Maybe I'm being too technical. I would define Buffy as a late 90s TV series, right?
Yeah.
Started in 1997.
Yeah, they were
right?
Late 90s. This is my rationale.
Okay.
So my So-Called Life, I feel like they had a lot going on
yes.
in their personal lives.
Right.
So that they really wouldn't be on the computer too much.
I agree with you.
And let me ask you.
I fully agree with you.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Which of these shows went the furthest in the timeline of the
I think
world?
Buffy.
Who was the last to go off the air?
Friends.
But, okay, so here's...
Friends started earlier, yeah. ended later.
Okay, so Night Court, no.
Wow.
My So-Called Life, I don't think so either. Friends, they never were near computers.
Stop it. Chandler. Are you fucking kidding
Chandler
me?
Chandler was a transponder and...
That's the joke answer.
Yeah, that's the joke answer. But no, they okay. never did anything with computers.
Okay.
And I think it is Buffy because I think that when they were... I think it was around the time when Dawn came and I think that like Willow and Dawn were talking about researching...
Dawn did not show up until 2000s.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that okay. checks out. And
all
then
right.
I think they were researching some type of bad person in...
Yeah, I mean,
the
late 90s.
Feels, I agree with you that
we
Buffy
weren't Googling
right.
in the late 90s. We were like CompuServing and,
yeah.
and whatnot,
I guess so.
Right?
I guess so.
But I think Buffy ended in 2003.
If Buffy started in 1997 and it had seven seasons. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I recently just rewatched all of Buffy.
And do you remember when they said Google?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Yeah, I knew he was lying.
I really think it was Willow.
I'm just saying I would not define Buffy as an early 90s TV series.
This question is the problem.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
always
so I
the
just
problem.
Point out, I just want to point out, Ben, I didn't say it. The guest said it.
Okay, wait. I'm normally nervous when our guest is super confident about the answer. And
right.
just like, but we've had a couple times where they've gotten it right. Just,
you're
oh,
right.
no, I know it's that one. So I think we can't steer Stephen away from
yes.
Buffy right
okay.
now.
You're
He's
right. got
to at least try that and let's
you're
see where
right.
we are.
You're
Final
right.
answer. D, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Good job.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
It's okay.
Let me ask you a question. Are we saying that this was a big moment in Google being used as a verb, or is it just that was the first time we saw it on a TV show?
You're
or
saying was Buffy being a leader
Wait,
in
yes.
the use,
Thank
or was
you.
It just
correct
the first television show to actually emulate how people were talking?
Like, is Allison Hannigan getting residual checks from every time someone uses Google as a verb?
Right.
That's not what you get residuals for. That's not what a residual is.
She should probably invoice for that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, she should invoice for that. Oh, hey, speaking of that, you got it right, so you don't have to send this email.
Oh, thank God.
But that also means you're not going to get $2,500, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm
yeah.
okay.
You're
we could.
Okay. okay. That's good.
I feel much better about it. I'm still sweating a lot, but I still feel better.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Mail.